It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. First, let's peek into the house at 79 Wistful Vista and hear this.
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day for every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
Hey, Molly. Molly, have you seen my Partly True magazine?
No, I haven't, McGee.
I thought I might have left it in the... Oh, hello.
Hello there, Mr. McGee.
You know Mrs. Morley, who's making my new dress, don't you?
Oh, sure. How are you, Mrs. Morley?
I'm glad to see you again.
Huh?
She said she was glad to see you again. Her mouth's full of pins, McGee.
Oh, well, you ought to be careful, Mrs. Morley. I knew a roofer once, Howie Starkweather, who always had his mouth full of roofing tacks.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Something happened to him?
Oh, come on. You wouldn't have mentioned him if something hadn't happened. Now, stop teasing, McGee. What was it?
Oh, you mean Howie Starkweather?
Sure.
Well, he was roofing an army barracks once, and a jet pilot buzzed the building and scared Howie so much he swallowed all his tacks.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What'd she say?
She said, for heaven's sake.
Oh. Well, Howie tried to collect for the damage, but the government sued him, and they collected.
How on earth could they sue him? For what?
Well, for concealing his government tax.
Oh, don't mind him, Mrs. Morley. And be sure the hem is straight, please.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get the thing straight.
Don't see that darn Partly True magazine any place. It was partly new, too, that Partly True was. Oh, gone. Oh, well, I can't do any good around here.
Wait a minute, McGee. You can do something for us. You can go over to Mrs. Morley's house. It's on Sunny Slope Street, and bring her sewing machine over here. She likes to use her own machine.
Oh, I'd better give him the key. The sewing machine is set right out the front door.
What'd she say?
Here's the key. She said the machine is by the front door.
Okay, I'm trapped. Now, let me see. Which house is it on Sunny Slope? Two from the corner, south of Nagel Avenue?
No, three from the corner. I'm ashamed it doesn't look better, but I haven't been able to get it painted since Mr. Morley passed on 8 years ago.
Three from the corner, McGee. You can't miss it. Mrs. Morley says she hasn't been able to have it painted since Mr. Morley passed away 8 years ago.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. I'll find it with my eyes shut.
Keep them open and drive carefully. Oh, no, Mrs. Morley. You've taken it in too much.
Well, Christian Dior says it's supposed to be...
I don't care what Dior says. I've got to breathe.
She said the second house from the corner or the third house from the left. Oh, excuse me, bud. Is that Mrs. Morley's house, the dressmaker?
Yep.
Thanks. I gotta get a sewing machine. She's over at our house. She sure was right, all right. I said she sure was right, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Said the house looked like a disgrace. Sure does. Hasn't been painted in 8 years.
Who told you that?
Mrs. Morley. She can't afford it, I guess. One of the neighbors haven't got together and helped the poor woman get it fixed up.
Yeah.
Don't it bother you, live next door to a place that looks like that, bud?
Nope.
Oh, boy, it'd sure bother me. I'd do something about it if I was a neighbor of hers. I'd paint it, that's what I'd do.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Well, I would. I'd get a few other public-spirited citizens like I happen to be together, and I'd tell them about Mrs. Morley's problem, and we'd wind up doing something about it.
I know about guys like you, Mr. Talkers, big talkers. Talk, 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 talk. Do nothing.
Oh, is that so? Why, I...
You're too busy, I bet, huh? Sure. If you wasn't busy, you'd do it, huh? Yap, yap, yap. There.
Well, it just so happens, Buster, that I ain't too busy. And what's furthermore, I got friends. Friends that'll help. And I'll bet you I can promote the paint and the ladders and... You got any ladders?
No.
Well, I'll get them. And now, what's your contribution going to be, Buster? What are you going to do to help?
Me? Now, I'll furnish refreshments. Cold drinks for all you busy fellas.
Oh, cold drinks, huh?
Yeah. You can come over to my front yard and drink all the water you want out of the faucet.
Why, that...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Now, you get the whole picture, don't you, Molly? Now, keep your voice down. I don't want her to hear.
Of course. I'm to find some excuse to bring Mrs. Morley back here tomorrow and keep her all day. Can you paint the whole house for her in a day?
With enough guys, we can. I'm going down to the Elks right now and see how many amateur painters I can round up. Plenty of guys would be glad to pitch in.
Oh, what a nice surprise this is going to be for Mrs. Morley. You know, I think this is just wonderful of you, McGee.
Oh, it's nothing that any red-blooded American boy wouldn't do if he liked to boss guys around like I do.
Well, I'm sure you can get enough men who like to paint, all right. But what about the materials?
Going out right now and rustle up some donated paint. What would be a good color?
The color that some nice store is willing to give enough of to go all around the house?
That's the exact shade. Well, I'll see you later, kiddo. I'm off to Tracy's hardware store. Well, it's simple. Like I said, Tracy, you give a 30% discount to professional house painters, and you always give your sister half off on everything, and you're running a sale advertising 25% off on all outside paints. So if you close your eyes and pretend I'm your sister's paint contractor entitled to 105% off, you can
fix it. Now, wait a minute. 105% off? Why, for every $100 worth of paint, I'd have to give you $20 cash.
Oh, I wouldn't take advantage of you like
that. No? Well, what are you doing? Being a philanthropist?
No, you're being the philanthropist. Donating this paint for the poor widow lady's exterior.
Well, it,
Look, sort of... Lou, just give me enough paint to cover the outside of a 5-room cottage and about a dozen white painter's caps advertising your store. The Gazette's going to take pictures, you know, and you'll be a hero all over town.
Okay. I'll give. If only so as I can get back to my work. When'll you pick the stuff up?
Well, one of us will be over in the morning.
Well, I don't know how I'm... Herb, set out 10 gallons of outside white. Name McGee and charge it to advertising.
I'll see you tomorrow, Tracy. Now, get over to the Elks and get... Oh, hey, old-timer. Hey, come here, boy. You're just the guy I wanted to see.
Hi, Johnny, what's up?
I need some help from you tomorrow. A bunch of us guys are going to surprise Mrs. Morley, the seamstress. Going to paint her house for her.
Paint the house for her? Johnny, you came to the right man.
Good.
Always loved to paint ever since I was a kid. Ever tell you what happened to me when I was painting as a kid?
No, and I haven't got time to...
Well, sir, my aunt had this fence to be whitewashed, you see, and I was getting 25 cents to do the job. About halfway through the job, I got tired, see?
Seems to me I've heard about this fence whitewashing.
Well, the story got bandied around a lot, but wait till you hear the straight of it. I sat down and figured me out a scheme.
Yeah.
It was kind of a dirty scheme, but it worked. Another kid come along, and I connived him into paying me to let him do the whitewashing.
Ah, that was Tom Sawyer.
Yes, I believe it was. One of Joe Sawyer's boys.
No, no, no. Tom Sawyer did what you said you did.
That's what I said.
It wasn't you. It was Mark Twain.
Him, too. He stirred the whitewash, and Tom spread it on the fence. I remember it just like it was... Oh, it can't be that long ago.
Look, I got no more time to stand here and gab. I got things to do. Will you be at the Elks tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock? That's where we're going to meet.
I'll be there, son.
Good.
I'll see if I can bring a friend. Joe Sawyer's boy, Tom, got a couple of grandsons now, and if they can paint like Tom could whitewash, why, we'll get Sam...
And everything is just working out perfect, Molly. I got the paint donated, borrowed brushes, and we're going to get some ladders through Harvey Felker. That his brother's a captain at the firehouse.
Oh, wonderful.
Six guys have already agreed to paint, and there'll probably be more tomorrow.
Well, it certainly will be a wonderful surprise for Mrs. Morley. I've got her set to come back here tomorrow, and...
What's the matter?
Oh, I was just listening to something. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, you were talking. But look, help me check everything over again, will you? I don't want anything to go wrong tomorrow. I got painters, paint, brushes, and white caps for everybody, ladders... And Walt's malt shop is going to send over a free lunch. Well, that's it. Did I overlook anything?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm afraid you did, sweetheart.
Oh, what did I forget? What did I overlook?
The weather. Listen outside here.
Well, what's that? Rain.
Rain.
Oh, no. Rain. How can we paint a wet house? Oh, no. Of all the dirty, rotten bricks.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Oh,
will you please repeat that in plain English?
Sure. Country Gentleman has changed its name to Better Farming.
Yes, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, has changed its name to Better Farming. And we invite every farmer in the country to subscribe to it, because Better Farming is the magazine that can help you. The magazine that stands for Better Farm Income and Better Farm Living. To get Better Farming, simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This entitles you to 3 full years of Better Farming delivered to your mailbox. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, you ought to know what's going on other farms, what scientific changes are taking place, what improvements are being made, how all this change for the better can help your farm. Subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Of all the dirty, rotten luck, you try to be a nice guy and what happens? Rain. There's just no dad rat of justice. That's just what there's just no dad rat of just.
McGee, Mrs. Morley just phoned. Guess what?
What?
She got caught in the rain on the way home, but about 3 blocks from her house, it stopped.
Yeah?
It isn't raining in her end of town at all, and it didn't rain there at all today.
Well, you mean, oh boy, we can paint her house tomorrow after all.
As planned.
Swell. Hand me the phone. I got work to do. I got to call all the guys that I called a while ago and called it off and call it back on again. I'll be calling for quite a while, so if you want to run up to bed...
Yes.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, all.
Hello, operator.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Natalie Masters appeared as Mrs. Morley, Jess Kirkpatrick as Tracy, and Bill Conrad as the neighbor. Well, do you think that house will get painted? This is John Wall saying you can find out tomorrow night by tuning in to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.